Hi, everyone. This is Kirby Benish, the campus leader of our church out here in Colby. And today on August 22nd, I get the great opportunity to just talk about church volunteers. And first and foremost, if you are someone that has ever volunteered at our church or is volunteering currently, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your selfless hearts. Thank you for your willingness to sacrifice your time, to give of your talents and the things that God has blessed you with as a way to benefit other people. You know, we have so many different areas in which people can volunteer at our churches, whether in Hayes or in Colby. But the most important thing is that we would not be able to do the things that we do here at our church without you. You guys all make Celebration Community Church who we are. You know, as people on staff, you know, we can organize, we can put things together, we can facilitate, and we can do a lot of great things. But in order to reach more and more people, we need help. And so if we did not have the help of our incredible volunteers, we would not be able to really reach the people that God is calling us to reach. And so we just want to thank you. Thank you all for coming alongside each of us and just working together to further God's kingdom in Hayes and in Colby. And so again, from the bottom of our hearts here at our church, thank you all for your selflessness and for your willingness to just put other people before yourselves and use this as an opportunity to grow in your relationship with Christ. And I just think about the verse, the where Jesus is talking and he says himself, you know, I did not come to be served, but to serve. And what a call, what a command that is for all of us to follow that great example that Jesus has given us. I mean, we're talking about the Son of the living God, who had every right to come down to this earth as a conquering king, but yet he chose to humble himself enough to put all of us in front of himself to the point of even dying on the cross for us. And that selflessness, that humility that Jesus has shown us is something that each and every one of us need to follow. And so that is something that maybe you are serving, but maybe you're someone that hasn't been able to find a great place to get plugged in to serve. I want to encourage you to take some time to step in boldness and talk to a staff member of one of our churches and just sit down and share with them maybe some things that you feel that you're gifted in, that you're blessed with, or that you would like to get some more information on, because God gives us such a great opportunity to grow in who we are through serving within our church. And not just our church, just serving in general. Because the great thing about serving is that it forces us to be humble. It forces us to be selfless, because as we do these things, we are willingly trying to put other people in front of ourselves. I say trying because sometimes we can still be stinkers, and our pride and our arrogance can still find a way, even in the midst of serving, to make it about us. So if you're someone that does that, please stop. Now, I'm talking to myself in that too, because honestly, I am guilty of that as well. So I need to make sure that I'm stepping into that and doing it with a pure heart, as each of us need to. But again, through serving, we get such an opportunity to grow, because again, it helps us to become more and more like Christ. And the more that we serve, the more that we get the opportunity to be like Christ. And another great thing is when we're serving alongside other believers, it gives us the opportunity to build relationships, to build friendships, and to build a connection and a community as a church family. And so that's one of the things that I am so thankful about with our church, is that we have such a great close-knit church family at both locations. And a lot of it is because that we have people who are willing to serve. And so again, I just want to say thank you, and I just want to take some time to pray with you all now. And so, dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day and this time that we're able to just come together through this pray today. And Lord, we just want to lift up our church volunteers and just say thank you for their hearts. And Lord, I just pray your blessings upon each and every one of them, whether they serve in maybe a small capacity or maybe they're some of our biggest volunteers, Lord. Whatever the case may be, Lord, each and every one of them have made the choice to choose to put you first and to put their church first and just to help serve in a variety of different ways. And so, Lord, I pray your blessings over them. I pray that you just meet each and every one of them where they're at, and just continue to help them to know their value and as they are a part of this church family, Lord. And so, Lord, for those people who may be listening that aren't plugged in yet or don't necessarily have a place to serve yet, I pray that you can just fill them with a desire in their heart that just doesn't go away, a desire that just pushes them to reach out and to find a way to get plugged in. And so, Lord, will you just help them down that avenue as we all just work together to fulfill the parts of the body of Christ that you have called us to be. We thank you, Jesus, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.